Random House Audio presents Sea Change by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by Scott Sowers. They were out of the harbor, off Stiles Island, in the weather. The day had turned bad. The wind had gotten hard, and a thin rain slanted in front of the wind. They had drunk all the wine and talked most of the talk, and now it was time to get home. The person at the tiller said, "It feels as if there's something foul in the centerboard. Could you check it?" Florence stood and leaned over and raised the centerboard. It felt free to her. The boat slid slightly sideways. She let the board down. The boat stabilized and came hard about, and the boom swung over the small cockpit and hit her a numbing blow in the chest and knocked the wind out of her. She pitched over the side into the black water. It was painfully cold. She went under gasping for breath, inhaling some of the water, choking on it. She struggled toward the surface. When she broke water, she could see the sailboat turning and coming back for her. She struggled to breathe, to stay afloat, to focus. In the far distance, where paradise rose up from the harbor, she could see, on the top of the highest hill, the steeple of the oldest church in town. The sailboat was coming. She treaded water desperately, only another minute at the most before the boat reached her. Hang on. Hang on. Through the gray rain, she could see the little white bone of spray at the prow, the brass turnbuckle of the mast stay, the dark protective paint on the belly of the boat as it leaned hard to the side, straining against the wind. In a moment, it would head up into the wind and sit, its sail luffing while she got hold of the rail. She was treading water. She was afloat. She was getting her...